Well, hello, radio listeners. This is DJ Frederick, and you're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Now, the Thrift Shop features a flexible, evolving playlist. It's an homage to the underground era of broadcasting from the 1960s and 1970s that I grew up listening to. It's a homegrown mix of vinyl records, 78s, 45s, LPs, private press releases, a variety of cassette tapes, and homemade and self-released CDs. Every broadcast of the Radio Thrift Shop features an improvised playlist and occasional themes that delve into the Thrift Shop music library. And this week on the Radio Thrift Shop, it's Songs for Spring. It's the glorious month of May, and everything is blooming and blossoming around us. And in just a few moments, I'll be joined by special guests One Deck Pete and Justin Patrick Moore doing their sets of music for spring here at the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS.
Have you forgotten yesterday? curtains torn, growing old with the age. Only the street lights falling on me now. Where have you gone?
Okay, I don't know if that's actually a Spring song, but the musician's name is Sally Spring. The tune is called Bird. That's recorded back in 1977. And before that, the Mamas and the Papas, Safe in My Garden. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London or online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. I do hope that you are enjoying these broadcasts. If you'd like to correspond, my email address is radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. And coming up right now, a guest set here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Here's One Deck Pete.
One Deck Pete presents a tribute to council gardeners everywhere.
Time for us now to play this superb record, which has to be the greatest thing I've heard this year ever. No, that's a bit of an exaggeration. It's easily the nicest thing that I've heard this year, because it's very close to me, obviously, and to you too, I hope. It's called The Perfumed Garden Blues, or John Peel's Lament, and it was recorded on his mother's piano and with his own home tape recorder by Geoffrey Prowse. And the quality is still remarkably good, considering that. And you must listen closely to it. Stop whatever you're doing and listen, because I think this is magnificent. Thank you.
I like to see plants seed themselves. They find a place in the garden where they look happy. They are happy, and they bring that natural effect to the garden.
Do you talk to plants, Percy?
I do talk to the plants. I suppose grumble at them sometimes, but anyone who talks to their plants is an indication that they love their plants. And if they love them, they look after them, they give them the attention that they require.
And it must encourage them to grow and look beautiful.
Of course you must.
Giving a feeling of space and looking attractive, what would you consider to be the chief value in having a garden?
Well, let me take you to my garden, if I may, to begin with.
Please.
My gardening, I find, it gives me relaxation. It provides me with a sense of achievement. It makes my immediate surroundings more beautiful. The outside world doesn't matter to me when I'm in the garden. I suppose I'm fortunate, inasmuch that gardening is not only my living, it's my hobby as well. And may I say, I spent more than 55 years of a gardening career.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. January is one of those peculiar months. The first month of the year, the days are short, the weather is often severe. But one of the jobs I like to do in January is to get a seed catalogue, sit by a nice log fire, go through the catalogue and plan for the months that lie ahead. Order the seeds, order them in good time, plan what we want to grow, plan any alterations that we're going to make in the garden. And then, during any good weather that we might get in January, get outside and do as much as we can, because the more we do during the autumn and winter, the easier and better the gardening is throughout the rest of the year.
But there aren't going to be very many flowers, are there, in January?
Well, you know, there's a tendency to look out of the window in a month such as January and say, "Why, it's a bit dull, it's a bit murky outside, nothing of interest in the garden." If the garden is like that, it is not the fault of the garden, it's the fault of the gardener.
Children who will go with you, show with you, stay with you, babe. Flowers never cry. My eyes can see them, ears can hear them. Flowers never cry. My legs can feel them, but arms can't feel them. Flowers never cry.
Every year on the Christmas table, we use the red berries of the holly, the yellow flowers of the jasmine and muriflora, the winter flowering jasminum, the pink flowers or the white flowers as they open of the viburnum, and bits of Erica carnea, and then the yellow flowers of the Mahonia japonica, the winter flowering berberis. And the holly leaves we just spray with a little blue and then sprinkle a little glitter on, so that when the grandchildren come along, it's got that touch of Christmas.
Quite beautiful, Percy. I think I shall have to come and visit.
You must, yes.
if you should say goodbye.
Tracks this month were Dudley Perkins with Flowers, the instrumental version, Hugh Masekela with Grazing in the Grass, Beyond the Wizard's Sleeves with Winter in June, and finally Dennis Brown with How Can I Leave. As ever, thanks for listening.
This is DJ Frederick. You're at the Radio Thrift Shop. For crate digging on whatever frequency you're on.
Did you stay and hide away your love?
Gas Company with Warm as the Sun. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. Happy spring, everybody. Welcome to the month of May. We're soon going to be stretching into June, so maybe I'm a little bit behind the seasons here, but we're playing music for spring.
Exploring science and the sea. The tusk of a narwhal has a lot of uses. It may help the whale attract a mate, sense prey, and stun its prey. It inspired folk tales of unicorns. And today, it's helping scientists examine changes in the environment. A narwhal tusk can reach up to 9 or 10 feet in length. It's actually a tooth that grows from the upper jaw of a male. It forms a new layer every year. And like the rings of a tree, each layer records a little about the year, including the narwhal's diet and its exposure to pollution. Narwhals spend most of their time in the Arctic, including months under the ice. But as the ice has thinned out, things have changed. Researchers logged those changes in a recent study of 10 tusks. They were collected by native populations in Greenland during their traditional hunts. The layers in the tusks recorded the years 1962 through 2010. During the early decades of that period, the narwhal fed mainly on fish that live under the ice. After about 1990, though, they consumed more species found away from the ice, an indication that the whales were spending less time under the ice. The study also showed that the levels of mercury in the narwhals had jumped in recent years. Mercury causes problems with the nervous system and reproduction. The narwhal doesn't have a way to get rid of it, so it builds up. The mercury may come from coal-fired power plants. Whatever its source, though, it could make life tougher for the whales with the versatile tusks. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, homemade and homegrown radio from DJ Frederick, spinning tunes on AM, FM, and shortwave since 1975.
Thank you.
Doug Cho with Spring Sonata, recorded in Canada back in 1977. Well, here we are in 2022. This is the Radio Thrift Shop. I am actually celebrating my 40... Ooh, this is scary. tooth of math. 47th year on the airwaves. Wow. And 23 years right here at WSCS. All right, right now we've got a special DJ set from Justin Patrick Moore.
Dr. Jacques Cocteau presents Radio des Toilettes.
Greater being comes. Rejoice, and in rejoicings die. Melt in the music of the drums, for I am you, and you are I.
This transmission features a new technology developed by Dr. Jacques Cocteau for the broadcast of natural pheromones. Set your receiver and make sure the olfactory epithelium switch is in the on position.
Thank you.
Everyone deserves a good holiday. Fragrant Radio gets you there at the speed of smell. All you have to do is quiet down the chatter of the trivial everyday mind and let distant towers transport you into the balm of faraway lands.
tradition.
Well, thank you for joining me on this radio journey here at WSCS at the Radio Thrift Shop. That was the Gordian Knot with Year of the Sun, and of course, very, very recognizably before that, REM with Gardening at Night. Well, I've been playing songs for spring on this hour. Please tune in. It's something different every single show. We're going to cruise on out with Dorothy Ashby and Little Sunflower.